Specials podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, welcome along to another week of the Specials podcast. Every week we look at the X Factor and the Strictly Come Dancing betting in the company of Strictly expert Andy Holding. He'll be giving you his best tips very soon. And reality trader here at William Hill, Rob Dixon, looking at all things X Factor. Love you to get involved as well, of course. You can get in touch with Rob on Twitter at reality_Rob. But without further ado, let's kick it off with Andy Holding's thoughts on this week's Strictly Come Dancing betting.
Welcome along to this edition of the Specials podcast, and we're going to take a look at Strictly Come Dancing for week number 5 and the fallout from week number 4 and potential bets on this particular coming weekend. First of all, we have to say that last week was a bit of a groundbreaking week. Of course, we saw an amazing jive and a tremendous score from the judges for Ore's amazing dance. He got 39 points, which was a record for week number 4, surpassing Jay McGuinness's unbeatable jive last year, of course. So he only got 37 in week number 3, but it's a bit of an objective view, really, which one you thought was the best. Personally, I thought Jay's was the better one, and I rather thought that they overscored Ore, albeit it was a very good dance. 3 tens, not quite sure about that myself. I think it was a classic case of Danny Mac running away with the series, and the judges wanted to balance it out a little bit, really by giving the viewers something else to think about and suggesting that Ore was very much the one to beat. But the bookmakers and punters alike are not having any of that. If you look now across the board, we've got a very, very strong favourite in the shape of Danny Mac, who once again danced incredibly well in his ballroom dance last week. That quick step was probably one of the best ones on the show so far, and only got him 36 points. So he's very much a steady Eddie at the moment. The second week, Danny got 36, and that solidified, as I said, his position in the market, 11 to 10 with William Hill. Very strong favourite at the moment. He's doing the rumba this week, which is normally the dance of doom, but he should pull it off. If anyone can, it will be Danny, and I expect him to go even shorter after this weekend, despite Ore creeping up on the rails. He's doing the waltz, incidentally, this week, so a total contrast considering what he did last week. The other two real solid performers, as they've been from the word go, are Louise and Kevin, who are doing the rumba. Be interesting to see how Louise gets on in that sultry, smooth, smoochy dance with Kevin. Very much one of the most popular couples in the programme so far. And Claudia and AJ as well, that little pocket rocket dynamo are doing a samba, which should wow the judges and home viewers alike. So those four look safe this weekend. So who's going to be in the bottom? Who's going to be in the bottom two, and who's going to go this week? Quite a difficult one, I thought, because the obvious one is Anastasia. But the news is, because obviously Brendan's been suffering from this virus, he's out this week. So Anastasia might just get a bit of a sympathy bounce here, or sympathy vote. Considering she was in the dance-off last week, rather unjustifiably. Plus the fact that she, like I say, she might get the sympathy card, being that she's got a new dancer to dance with in the shape of Gorka, who of course steps in off the back of Tamika going in week number 2. So that partnership, allied to the fact that they're doing quite a good dance this week in the shape of the quick step, which looks good in training, I've got a funny feeling that Anastasia might just be able to be good enough this week to avoid the dreaded dance-off. And at 5-4, 6-4, she doesn't really make that much appeal in my eyes. Absolutely no chance once again of Ed Balls going, even though he did a diabolical dance last week, which was a bit of a car crash. He should get back on track this week with a much better dance for him. He's in hold, he's doing the American Smooth with Katya, and he's even thrown in a Fred Astaire heel kick as well to wow the judges and the viewing public alike. So the front two in the market look decent bets actually to stay rather than go. Leslie Joseph is proving quite a popular hit with the punters and indeed the viewers who keep her in. She's quite high up on quite a few of the polls I've been looking at, and she continues to impress for a 70-year-old, so I think she might just get through. Judge Rinder's doing the jive, so if he does it to a decent standard, this ever-popular comedic kind of act will hopefully sail through once again. So the ones likely to sit in the middle band are Laura, of course, has already been in the dance-off. She's doing the jive, so that might just get her through. So there's a half a chance here of a bit of a turn-up in the shape of Greg Rutherford, and I'm going to put Greg up this week. I think he's quite a popular character. Him and Natalie seem to be getting on very well. But like I say, they're just doing okay, sort of 25s, 26s, 27s, nothing special. And it's that kind of, like I say, middle band kind of position on the leaderboard, which usually leaves you vulnerable. And the fact that they're doing a bit of a nondescript cha-cha-cha this week might just, like I say, leave them vulnerable. Obviously, Greg's technique in the Latin hasn't been all that great. He's got rather stiff legs, and he looks a bit heavy-footed sometimes. And he's got pointed, turned-in pigeon toes as well, which obviously will not be favouring the likes of Len and Bruno alike. So, like I say, I think he could be vulnerable this week. He's still a bit of a shot in the dark, but at 20-1, I've got a funny feeling that Greg Rutherford is going to be in the bottom two this week. And if he does a bad dance and he gets in amongst the likes of Laura and Daisy, he might drop in there as well. There's half a chance that Greg could go this week. So there you go. There's my thoughts this week for the dance-off. Let's take a chance that Greg Rutherford has a bad cha-cha-cha and that the Olympian is sent packing. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Strictly Come Dancing podcast. Let's go now and catch all the latest betting thoughts of William Hill specials trader Rob Dixon on all the comings and goings on the X Factor.
X Factor week 3 now. I think it's been a strange couple of weeks. We've lost pretty much the people we expected to go. Freddie Parker going last week for the outright. It's made Matt Terry even money now to win. 3-1 5 after midnight, 10-1 Emily Middlemas, 12-1 Gifty Louise, 12-1 Honey G, 14-1 Samantha Lathery, 16-1 Four of Diamonds, disappointing last week after being brought back to the show, 25-1 Relly C, 50-1 Ryan Lorry, 50-1 Sarah Alto. The third elimination, yeah, as we said, Freddie Parker going last week against Sarah Alto. Will she survive for a third week running? We're 5-6 that she doesn't. 5-6 for Sarah to go this week. Ryan Lorry, who was in the bottom three last week, was saved on the phone boat, is 15-8. Relly C, 8-1. Four of Diamonds again now, 25-1 last week, into 9-1 with the negativity around them last week. They didn't take advantage of the positioning that they got. They're not going to get that final pimp slot again, so I can see them in trouble. 9-1 for them. 20-1 Emily Middlemas, 20-1 Gifty Louise, 20-1 Honey G, 20-1 Samantha Lavery. Two outsiders for this market are 80-1 5 after midnight and 100-1 Matt Terry. If I had to have a pound, I think, should I go for Relly C for the third week running? I think she will be in danger at some point. Whether she survives one more week, I can see a bounce coming maybe for Ryan Lorry. Sarah Alto is going to be down there again. I can see one of Relly C and Four of Diamonds being in this bottom two. But I think this week, I think it is time for Sarah to go.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.